That boy followed me. I'm gonna tell you about just how kids is. They'll walk in your track. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That kid followed me miles and miles and miles, and he'd tell Grandpa this and Grandpa. He'd never get tired of telling me something, you know. And he said one day we crossed the creek on a foot log, and the creek was up a little bit, you know, and he wanted to swim, you know, he wanted to get in the water. He went after across the creek. He said, we went over in the field, and he said, Grandpa, he said, I'll tell you a big story if you'll let me wade that creek to your back. He'd cut you up some kind of tale to tell, you know. He was a pretty smart boy. He had lots of sense.
Your grandpa's tell him stories, you know, like that. Just tell, make up big old lies, I guess to draw lies, and tell a young one day.
No, it's kind of fairy tale, mother.
And one time he's laying on the bed, grandpa's laying out on the bed. We had a screen in the porch up there. He's laying out there with his grandpa, and his grandpa told him some kind of big old thing. And he said, Grandpa, that sound just like a big lie to me. Kind of broke him telling things like that.
Yeah, but I think they certainly enjoy it before they become so sophisticated that it doesn't mean anything to them anymore.
My boy, 2 years ago, his wife died, and he had three children. And our son over here taking one of the children, and he just loved them. He just wanted to stay there, and we had the baby, and this girl I tell you about, so smart.
Mm-hmm.
We kept him. That little old boy lay down. I lay down over there sometime. He lay down by me, and he put his arm around. Now, Grandpa said, tell me a big joke about the old bears. And study up something, you know, he liked, you know. Tell him a big joke.
Old kids are a lot of fun, but boy, they can be tiring, too.
Boy, he talked lots. He just talked and talked. But he don't now. He's just coming out. He's in school now. He don't talk much.
Now they ask him questions. Maybe he's lost the desire. What were popular smokes here in the early days? What did men smoke?
Well, the most of people, you mean in the old timers?
Yeah.
They raised their own tobacco, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, they raised it, set their plants out, planted their seed, and they set their patches of tobacco out and raised it. They'd split the stalk and cut and hang it, you know, and let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd use off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd twist it and twist it. Sometimes they'd leave it in a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
They'd bundle them up and bundle them, put them in the pocket, and through the day they'd smoke out of their pocket, mm-hmm. you know. That was the old time the way, you know.
Yeah,
corn cob pipes. They'd make their own pipes out of corn cobs, you know, and put canes, switch canes, mm-hmm. all stems in. That was old timey way.
Oh, was it good tobacco?
Good.
Uh-huh.
It's just good like
this.
No,
I know
today.
That's habit I know
you have.
Huh.
Yes, they have just as strong tobacco and good as we have today.
I know some of the stuff we get today isn't very good. Well, what would they do with it? Just smoke it in their pipe? They ever make cigarettes, or?
I never remember nobody smoking. I don't know when the cigarette started.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, they have to raise tobacco like that to make the cigarettes all out of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of
course, we never did see them like that going on. No factors and everything.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I used to learn to chew a long time ago when I was a kid. My dad had raised He'd always raise a patch of tobacco about as big as this yard, you know, about mm-hmm. what they'd use. And I wanted to use some of it, and I couldn't, you know, it'd make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to take me some syrup, and I'd strip off me some leaves, and I'd lay down and put down some syrup on one, lay it down, and another, and lay it down. That's going to make me sweet tobacco, you know.